Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, September the 18th, 2022. I am Thungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the arrest of students from the University of Zimbabwe who were protesting the hiking of tuition fees by the institution yesterday. The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights says 14 or so students are detained at the Avondale police station in Harare, while three female ones are in need of urgent medical attention after they were allegedly assaulted by police. The organization has deployed lawyers to represent the students. The accused include Thelmanzero, Mufaro Vutuza, Owen Mashaba, Tinashe Zanu, Tinotenda Ruzinde, Fletcher Katewere, Lenis Manyasa, Harvard Mtetwa, Natasha Diwayo, Ropafazo Mutangaduro, Fatima Anjike, Tsungai Chitota, Beyond Stema, David Msasa, and Godliness Sabura, according to a list provided by the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. Lichona njani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Namuhla sixoxa ngodaba lokubotshwa lokutshaywa kwabafundi bekolishi le-University of Zimbabwe ngesikhathi betshengisela phezu kokukhwela kwenhlawulo yesikolo izolo. Kubotshwa abafundi abalishumi lasithupha njalo bavalelwe enkambeni Avondale Police Station eHarare. Inhlanganiso yamagqwetha abamelayo eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ithi phakathi kwabafundi laba kulabathathu abesifazana abatshaywe ngamapolisa balimala kakubi. Linhlanganiso ithi abathathu laba badinga ukwelatshwa. Kwaziwayi vatereri beStudio 7 na nazi muchirongwa cheLive Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekurohwa uye kusungwa kwevadzidzi vepachikoro cheUniversity of Zimbabwe zvichitevera kuratidzira kwavo nezuro vachichema nekukwidzwa kwemari dzechikoro. Magweta avo esangano reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights anoti vatatu vevadzidzi ava uye vari vanasikana vari kuda kuongororwa nana chiremba mushure mekurohwa zvakaipisisa nemapurisa nezuro. Magweta aya anoti aswera paAvondale Police Station nhasi achiedza kuti vadzidzi vese ava vaburitswe musungwa. As their colleagues remain in custody tonight, other University of Zimbabwe students are refusing to back down. Instead, they are vowing more protests until the university reduces the tuition fees, which they say was increased by more than 700%. Here is University of Zimbabwe student leader Lennox Machoko during a press conference in Harare today.
We are going to be submitting the petition to the parliament today compelling this other branch of government to intervene and stop this disaster, which is not in the interest of the entire nation at large. We managed to collect more than 4,000 signatures from the students over this weekend so that our petition can be accepted by parliament. I carry these signatures with my hand and I wish to see the parliament to act swiftly so that the students can get back to their learning calendar immediately. As of today, I would like to notify all parents who have their children learning at the University of Zimbabwe to kindly delay making tuition payments which have been proposed by the institution until a new fee structure has been revised.
That was University of Zimbabwe student leader Linux Machoko speaking at a press conference in Harare earlier today. For more on the protests and grievances by students, we are now joined by Zimbabwe National Students Union or ZINASU leader Benon Ncube. Mr. Ncube, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening. I hope I find you well. I am humbled to be here.
Thank you so much. What's the latest on your colleagues, Mr. Ncube, who were arrested yesterday? The last time we checked this evening, lawyers were still trying to secure their release.
Yes, as it stands, the legal secretary, Comrade Boris Muguchi, checked and then they are still there. And they are in high spirits, but of course, they are some that need medical attention because they are assaulted by the police, which is very much unfortunate because this is a very peaceful expression. But as it stands, we are really worried about their health and what is happening there. Since we know very well that they try by only to intimidate them so they don't do it again. But we are very much sure that they are going to be released as soon as possible because if that is not done, we will continue doing what we encourage the security sector to let the students to go.
And tell us more about the new fee structure. How is it like? We only hear, you know, fees have gone up by more than 700% or so. Give us a clear breakdown.
Okay. What has been happening so far is that every semester, our universities and colleges have increased in fees. And I would say last semester, we had fees ranging from 60,000 to 90,000 RTGS. And then this time, they are now going from 300,000 to 1 million RTGS. And then that is a very huge increase, given that they haven't changed the terms and conditions of pay. They still come and say, you're supposed to have paid your completed courses in the first 1 month. And then we are saying, if you increase by 800%, and how would you expect us to be able to still pay under the same conditions that we were struggling to pay the previous fee before you have increased? So as it stands right now, we have a very big problem because this is the government that has not even increased salaries for civil servants. And it goes on to demand such money from these civil servants because they know very well that these learning institutions are made up of people, are made up of children who are parented by civil servants.
And lolu ludubo lwe University of Zimbabwe kuphela yini Ncube kumbe yiwo wonke nje amakolishi yiyo yodwa yini iuzete kweze ifees?
I say yodwa sine crisis kodwa yiyo yokuqala ukuphumela mgceke ngokufaka intawulo leyo ayifunayo, but siyazi nje ukuthi nawo amanye lawo ayalandela sengoba vele nawo kufike problem nawo last semester ngoba si-NS lithi kunabantwana abaningi abadifeyileyo besehluleka kubhadala lesi school fees adesifakiwe. Kathesi le semester abakakhuphi imali abakufunayo, but izethi yiyo yokuqala ukukhupha and ekugcineni bayalandela and siyazi ukuthi bonke bazakwenza khona kuyenze izithi bazakhweza okungenaneo.
Ngokunjalo lingaba lilo hlelo olufanayo yini lokutshengisela kulawa amanye amakolishi alubana ethe azisa ukuthi hayi ngempela lathi sesikhwezile?
Into vela kesifuna ukuyenza thina ukuthi kuthi kuqala khona peyizethi sishe sifake i-precedence yokuthi into enje asiyimiselanga ukuyamukela njengamastudent. So labo sesibethathe iyunivesithi yeZimbabwe wayenza iyunivesithi yokuqala ukukhweza esikhwezile. Lathi njengama-students akube yiyo yokuqala ezatshengisela ukuthi nxa la abanye labangizekufanayo singakwenza njani. Inengizini yalokhu asokulwa, inengizini yokutshengisela ukuthi asenelisi ukubhadala. So asifisi ukuthi sikuyenze futhi imath, asifisi ukuthi sikuyenze futhi ezimbira, asifisi ukuthi sikuyenze enesi. Sifisa ukuthi bona bananzelele kusukela okuyizethu ukuthi abantwana bathi bayehluleka besebeningi singakafiki kulawa amanye ama-university. Kodwa-ke kungehlula khonokho asila ngenye indlela ngoba esijame ukwenza kadwa ukuthi sifuna ukuthi yokufunda. and the government especially
thank you there, Mr. Ncube Siyabonga, and please do stay on the line as we bring in human rights lawyer, Mr. Kennedy Masiye, from the great state of Texas here in the United States. Mr. Masiye, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening and thank you for bringing me again to this very important talk.
Thank you. What's your take on the incarceration of these students and the assault of three of them who are female, as reported by their lawyers?
Yeah, the attack on the students is totally unacceptable, and it's it goes to show the brutal nature of the police in Zimbabwe. And it clearly shows that our police in Zimbabwe don't really have the adequate training in dealing in conflict management. Because you think that, you know, when people are disgruntled, like what the students are right now, with genuine reasons, that they themselves, the police, are also affected by. You think that they would employ other mechanisms or other ways of de-escalating conflict and managing the situation. But we saw that the police actually were the ones who incited the students to then react in the manner that then ensued. So it's quite sad that the police have used excessive force, brutal force on kids. These are kids airing their grievances, and it's quite unacceptable, and it's very much embarrassing that we have a government that does not take care of its own children.
Parizvino vamasiye maporisa asati ataura kuti vadzidzi ava vari kupomerwa mhosva yei. Asi kana takatarisa mutemo, tichitarisa kuti vakasungwa vachiratidzira, what kind of charges are we looking at here?
Well, on this one, the police, mapurisa anokwanisa kuvacharja ne public violence or inciting public violence. You know what charge it is serious, which does a criminal code. Vanokwanisa kuvacharja zvekare ne inonzi disorderly conduct, unofuti mutemo urimu criminal code. But uyu mutemo wokuti mapurisa anongozocharja vanhu because vanenge vachida kuavoida kuda kuadressa yatingati right yavo iri muconstitution yekudemonstrator. Because kudemonstrator hakurambidziwi, kudemonstrator kurimo mumutemo as long uchingoitwa murunyararo.
And God forbid, but let's say vawanikwa vaine mhosva, zvirango zvacho zvinenge zvakamira sei?
Saka zvirango zvepublic violence zvinoranger between 5 to 10 years depending ne gravity iripo, kana kuti pane kupwanya kwakaitwa here mudziyo, kana kuti pane vanhu vakakuvadzwa here nekuda kwepublic violence acho. Dzimwe nenguva vanokwanisa kupuwa zvekare mafine, but zvinongoenderana zvekare neinonzi the gravity of the case nezvinenge zvakaitika paitika zvinhu zvakadaro.
Aha, tichitarisa mangwana ndofunga ndoko achaendeswa kumatare. We have seen previously kana pakaitika nyaya dzakadaro, then vamwe mastudents vouya in solidarity, poitika mirizhonga futi, mapurisa achirwa vanhu. Zvii zvamuri kuona zvichiitika mangwana?
Zvatichaona zvichiitika mangwana zvinhu zvatiri kutoona zvichiitika nhasi. Because the mutemo wagara usingashandisi zvakaringana. Mutemo unonyanyoshandiswa zvakasimbarara kana wakanangana nevanhu vanenge vachiita senge vari kupikisa hurumende. Tichaona kuti mastudents achaenda zvekare semugwara riri kuendawo vana honorable Job Scholar, rokuti vachaendeswa kucourt, vaenda kucourt vachanyimwa bail, and vanyimwa bail vachatanga kurwira kusungunurwa kwavo vachibva mukurimand. Izvinhu zvatiri kuona zvichiitika, and zvinhu zvatinoziva kuti isystem yayo hurumende yokuda kuita silence vanhu vanenge vachiiratidzira.
Thank you there, Kennedy Masiye, and please don't go away. Now time for a short break. Stay tuned.
Every year, world leaders gather in New York for the annual United Nations General Assembly. Count on VOA to be there, delivering news you can trust on radio, TV, and the web.
Le discours présidentiel aux entretiens en tête-à-tête avec les responsables gouvernementaux de haut niveau, nous vous tiendrons informés des développements importants touchant le continent.
Líderes africanos vão abordar tópicos como alterações climáticas, o estado da economia, saúde, iniciativas juvenis e muito mais.
Usikose kufuatilia habari na vipindi maalum katika lugha 16 tofauti kuhusu kongamano la viongozi moja kwa moja kutoka makao makuu ya Umoja wa Mataifa mjini New York na Washington DC. Tutakuarifu kila tukio.
A free press is essential. VOA Africa.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Lamhlanje kwabasanda kusixhuma izihlobo esithandekayo sikuhlelo lwe Live Talk The Connection. Njalo sixoxa ngokubotshwa kwabafundi beUniversity of Zimbabwe ngesikhathi betshengisela izolo besola likolishi ngokukhweza inhlawulo yemfundo. Bakasungwa badzidzi bepaUniversity of Zimbabwe neZuru kutaura kunoku vari muusungwa kuAvondale Police Station uyezve vari kutarisirwa kumiswa pamberi pedare mangwana. Ngiphenduke kuwe Mnumzana Ncube, and of course on the show tonight we have human rights lawyer Mr. Kenneth Masie and the NASU leader Benon Ncube. Mphenduke kuwe Ncube, lapha ngikhangele i-fees structure eselupane State University layo ikhwezile impatalo. Mbona i-faculty agriculture sciences lapha ifees ikhwele yaku 285,000 Zimbabwe dollars. I-faculty of engineering 285,000 njalo. I-faculty of commerce okugoqela tourism lezinye inhlelo hospitality 179,750 Zimbabwean dollars. Phansi kwe-faculty ye-humanities and social sciences 279,750. Then ama-diploma kuba agribusiness, GIS 230,000 Zimbabwe dollars. Liyakhala lithi galiyenelisi limali abazali kabayenelisi ngoba gabasebenzi. Ngokunjalo ubona abanye benu besehluleka ukuya phambili ngezifundo yini ngenxa yalimali becine be drop out.
Kuyenzakala lokhu, kumele kusenzakala ngamasi ngesala abantu la bakhona abantwana abaningi abalethu besiyoqhubekela phambili and silokhu sibona kusenzakala ezibhizinisi, okutho ukuthi nxa ilokhu siqhubekela seyikhwela isiya phambili kuyaqhubeka futhi siba labantwana besiyoqhubekela phambili ngokufunda. Okunzinza ubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi every time lapho nxa ikhwela siyakhuluma sibatshele abeministi bezilalela bezemfundo ukuthi le mali leseyicela lezi asenelisi phakathi kwabantwana abangu-200 abangu-40 bazabe siyayiqhubekela phambili but abaphenduli. Indlela abaphendula ngayo kukhweza futhi isinesa lezao, so kutho ukuthi nxabe ukuthi lasinesa kula bantwana azobe sesiyayiqhubekela phambili kutho ukuthi kathesi baba baningi ngoba i-problem le ayikalungisa kwainfact siyenze yapha wesi nokukhweza i-school fees. So sine-crisis vele khaya nalaa kathesi ngingatsho xa siqala kumnyaka okuqala sine-1 singu-200 isiyafika ku-42 and sesiku-100 and something sihamba sileke siluza abantwana alongiweyo sisa sentshini kusezinzi ukuthi manje la lezi iindawo zokufunda lezi ama-university lawa ama-college umsebenzi wawo singu-1 manje ngenxa yokuthi ayehluleka ukugcina abantwana ukuthi bafunde but wona ayabafisa bonke la baza ukuthi bazodinga ukufunda. Kungono nje siwavale phela sesenze njengoba ama-supermarket ngoba nxa besesiyokufundisa abantwana asa-akheleni ngakunjani ngoba ngakuhulumende phela asenze sengathi khosi ukuthi izinto zakuhulumende lezi uhulumende uyakwazi into omele yenza angeke sifinde ukuthi mele mina umuntu ongazi ukuthi uhamba njani emomoyeni izini njani hhayi uhulumende uyazi umomoyeni uyazi ibhajet seplas uyazi ibhajet le ayicelayo uyazi ibhajet le yakho singayizikeni imali ngapho uyayazi ibhajet yakho kule seplas angabuyi ezicela imali eningi ebazalini kumasitudeni phela esazi ukuthi isalari abayicelile kakaba yini.
Ramasiye, we tried but failed to get somebody to comment from the University of Zimbabwe. I see nyai vangai bata sei vegu use it ku itira kuti pasavane ma students anowanikwa achishaya mari uyezve otadza kuendera mberi nezvidzidzo.
Ya ndinoona senge zvingatoitewa vakuru kuuzet inyaya yekuti vasangane nemastudents vanzwe zvichemo zvavo bhozi zvichemo zvavo makazvitarisa zviri very reasonable and kukwidza fees ne more than 500% zvinhu zvatingati nechirungu zvinoita induce a sense of shock yekuti nangwe zvake munhu hapana munhu angambokwidzira even salary yake ne 500%. And uyezve pane zvimwe zvinhu zvataona zvichiitika kuUZ zvokuti dzimwe nenguva UZ inowanzoda kushandisa nemapato ezvinotonga. Last week chaiya chaiwo takaona mabhazi eUZ achishandiswa kumarali akaitwa kuna nachitumwisa uko zvinhu zvokuti maresources yayo anofanira kuva achichanelewa kuvana vechikoro paUZ papapa anenge achienda asiri accounted for. And tichitarisa zvekare kuti mamanzi apfuura aya nemabhajeti akaiswa nawo mutulinyuve UZT yakawana mabillions of dollars I think yakapuwa almost over a billion dollars towards the UZT charity. Saka imari izvozvo dzokuti kana mastudents akudemonstrata kudai so ekuti vave vari vanhu vanoidza mafigures ayo pajekerere zvokuti paite transparency nemastudents kana pachizokwidzwa fees inofanwa kuva ichikwidzwa zvinenge zvichiwisiwa nemastudents aripo noti kuti vave neprocedure inenge iri shrouded in secrecy yekuti kana zvinhu zvazodai so vanhu avahwisisi vanenge vachingoti mari yakadyiwa uyezve vanenge vachialeja nyaya yecorruption inenge ichiitika paUZ ipapo.
Mr. Ncube ngize kuwe alubana belalele abamanye amakolishi lamanyuvesi elizweni lonke jikelele kuyini ongathanda ukukutsho ku ngendaba yama-fees le
kulungisisa the problem that of fees increase because soze siphonge uhlala kubukele itafula eceleni kwakho ungathela muntu obehleli kuyela thinidawo ohlule kubhadala i-school fees ugcine siqeda ungathela abangane bakho wafunda nabo esanzi ukuthi isifiso kesikhona but behlule imali imali yokumele imthetho ufakwe ngumuntu ongiyona umnikazi wesikolo ongiyongi-chancellor o-universities but ethule. So lapha thina sithi sikhona sizakulungisisa sizabamela nalaba abotshileyo sasa nxa bengaphumanga sizazama ukutshengisela amanye ama-students ukuthi nxa bavalela into zesikolo sizasuka uma sifike khona and they're going to defend, they're going to stand up for them until something happens because this is an issue of learning. It's not a fight against the government. It's not a fight against the political party. But it's a fight to protect the dignity and the dignity of education and the dignity of the students in learning institutions. And there's nothing that can stop us from the community. Nothing in the community. I would say that we're going to come in and stand up for us because we have all left in the all left with ourselves to defend. And we have to prove that we don't have a choice. As still an engineer, the defender, and wonke abalaleleyo ama-students alalenapha kumele bazimisele ukuthi kuna amalanga lawa azayo isikole kungasingakhweza imali babe namandla bazimisele kukhulume ukuthi imali leyahlengelisi ngoba bengehluleka ukwenza njalo bazihluleka ukuqhubekela phambili kusefunda. So we are ready, we are going to deliver whatever needs by any investor, whatever has to be done to protect the education, we will do it. And we have started to do it and the process continues until education is safe.
Mangwana vanove muri kuti vanhu vano muri kukoka vanhu kuti vaende kumatare hapo pa change pa chimiswa vamwe venyu kuma taredzimoswa asi amuoni izvi zvichikonzera nyonga nyonga here kana kuti vamwe venyu vazosungwa futi nekuti mapurisa we have seen them in action before mukauya mukazara vanhu pane vamwe vanogona kusungwa futi mangwana. Is that not a concern?
It is an area of concern, and we are going to deal with it in a way that is not going to give them a reason to take out of line and do that. But what we are going to, what we promise you is a good achieve a red divan, but as I'm already going to quote you, I'm going to come back here.
The show is never adequate without the input from you, our listeners and viewers. Now, let's hear what you have to say. Good evening, caller, and welcome to Live Talk. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yebo, kunjani magadi?
Kunjani magadi wo?
Tiripo edu. Nguba zafamba, tipe ufungwa zenyu.
Tukona so kuti kana university yose ikabatana chaiko kana kubatana chaiko panoda kubatana papa kuti vamwe vadzokere kumashure kana kuti vanotongouya in full force chete tukona kuti vangasunga university yose here kuna kubatana dai nyika yose yabatana sezvizvi zvinyangwe nyika dai zvanupf yaibva
ko muchaenda kumatare here mangwana kana kuti
so tiri vatsigiredi vepa social media tinenge tisikaedu tiri ku out of Zimbabwe but shungu dzedu dzinotongorwadzawo nevakomana vedu vekunyika kunoko vari kunzi chikoro chakubhadhariwa fee and unoona kana school fees iri kunyanya kukwidza zvokudero then wapedza wapedza wati wava nemadiploma ako zvose wava nechi everything basa racho hauri wani futi imagine unotengesa mombe kuti uinde kuchikoro vanokutengesera mombe kuti uinde chikoro but after wapedza chikoro waya kuenda basa mari yacho yauri kukora haikwanisi kutenga mombe futi yekuti uri yedhisi. What's the meaning of that? And the paper na education mona ni mamira ita zono kutu kwa wana basa kwa wana basa mari yoru kwa nisa yoru kwa wana pay yako wapeta chukura iso kwa nisa kutu utenge chikafu ya ifa nangu wairi free education so uti after wapeta chukuru chacha wana basa yoru kwa wana imagine teo sote kapa ku Zimbabwe kutakasi ya mambasa ya wane mari ngade ipango tima teacher manisu ku Zimbabwe kuma purisa patakato siya because you see munu arumuno mumu South Africa rusa nam construction. Hello, I'm Maria Kadarika, a teacher of Zimbabwe. What's the meaning of this?
Anopu, I'm Marie.
Ani? Kunoku?
Eh.
Ani, I'm construction. Hello, Ranger, I'm going to 7,000 a month.
Saka mruku wana rinani kuto uya ku South Africa kuzo sanda ku construction dani kuita murairizi ku Zimbabwe.
Far much better. No, I'm not only one of the
I want to not end up terrier in a group in the Mushroom. What they do,
thanks so much.
Yeah, Vama see a party dim with 30 seconds. Tipo Mashoku Varachrom was 30 seconds.
Yeah, in now I would like to urge Mapulisa Kuti, use a restraint, especially Paninga Kita. My demonstrations there. And also I would like to urge even the courts to also look at the circumstances of the students. These are students, these are kids who are grieved, and when it comes to issues of bail, they should not be treated like any ordinary criminal, and they should lean on the side of liberty.
Thank you there, and that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank our guests, Benon Ncube, leader of ZINASU, and human rights lawyer, Mr. Kennedy Masie. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. I am Tungamili Nkomo in Washington. Good night, Zimbabwe.